This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagland. You got Corey Majors, Alec Medford. Mike is in Italy for the week. He will be back next Tuesday. And I don't know. I might need some help. What are y'all mad about today? 877-881-1053. Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. Because Bobby and Sean were really going after each other. And I told Alec and Corey, I don't think I'm mad enough to start this show. And the closest I saw to it was some BS national poll that M&Ms are the most popular Halloween candy. In what universe is that the case?
That's definitely the last one I'll take of all the chocolate candies. Okay, like I think the last thing is that one, it's like just orange. It's wrapped in orange and black, and then the little strawberry thing that looks like a strawberry, yes, and nobody knows the name.
Exactly.
Like those you just leave in the bottom of the bag. Or the Bit O' Honey. Nobody wants Bit O' Honey.
I don't even know if I've ever had that.
But yeah, you look it up, you'll be like, oh yeah, that's the one I always throw away out of the bag. But the regular M&Ms are, there's something that you're like, okay, there's nothing else, I'll eat that one.
And it overtook the Reese's Cups. Like,
that is foul.
What are we doing here?
Oh yeah, Bit O' Honey. Yeah, those, no.
So if you guys want to get involved in that conversation,
Reese's Cups are fine.
Oh my goodness,
they're fine.
But you think they're better than M&Ms, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it over M&Ms.
All right. In the meantime, we are going to go back through some of the Cowboys stuff and also power rank the power rankings. Would you like to go back to the Cowboys first, talk more candy, or power rank it up?
I guess power ranking, Kevin. We could do that. Okay. Or we could do Cowboys if you want to.
You sound,
we can do candy. I'm into candy.
Okay.
I like candy.
All right, real quick, I'll tell you the top 10.
There's a song called Sex and Candy.
That's by Marcy Playground.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, if you're a kid of the late 90s.
Who's Marcy?
That was huge. M&M's 1, Reese's Cups 2, Sour Patch Kids, Skittles, Starburst 5, Hot Tamales, this will be controversial, Candy Corn at number 7, Hershey's Kisses, Hershey's Mini Bars, and Butterfinger is number 10.
Candy corn's terrible, for one.
Disagree.
Did you say peanut M&Ms anywhere?
Nope.
Did you say Almond Joy anywhere?
Yeah.
Milky Way?
Yeah.
Snickers?
M&Ms.
Butterfinger?
Which is just plain chocolate. Hershey's Kisses, Hershey's Mini Bars. So if it's chocolate with something else, they're like, we don't
Three
support
chocolates.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't support that. We only like plain chocolate. But chocolate is delicious. All right. Cowboys.
I've heard of them.
That's good. I'm very excited about that. All right. There were a couple of other things I wanted to go through about the Cowboys yesterday. Specifically, I wanted to talk about this one thing. If you look at the Steelers through the first three quarters, one of the things that the defense was doing amazingly was putting them in third and long situations. The Steelers through the first three quarters were 1-for-8 on third down, which, you'll take that every day if you're the defense. But more importantly, you know what their average third to go was?
12.
Okay, they didn't play 9. That well. 7.3.
Oh, okay.
So on the average third down situation, the Cowboys were giving up 2.7 yards in the first two downs combined.
Yeah.
They were doing an exceedingly better job with, didn't you feel like any time a run play was called, like there was a time that the Steelers were like, oh, it's 3rd and 8, let's run the ball. And I was like, I could see how that would work in the past, but it felt like you would get all these chunk plays on 1st and 2nd down against the Cowboys defense. I don't think the Steelers offense is great. This felt like another nice sign after the Giants game.
Yes, it definitely did. The, you know, And there will be people out there that are like, the Steelers offensive line's terrible. Y'all were talking about that leading into the game. You're right about that.
Agreed.
Too. Cowboys defensive line was miserable up until 2 weeks ago. Like they started to look better. And if you're listening to Rex Ryan, he's saying they put a damn good plan together. They had the right one. He was like, they beat the hell out of the Steelers. Kevin, you're pointing this out. On first down, there were a lot of runs. And on those runs, it felt like not negative yards, but zero to short yards.
Yeah.
And then what happened on the next thing, it would be they're dropping back to pass. And not that there were sacks, but it felt like negative yards there. So it did feel like they weren't. Or incompletions, because Justin Fields wasn't good enough to complete the pass that's necessary. So that's where two of those things, I think those things combined in first and second down, really failed the Steelers. And that's where the Cowboys were able to help and take advantage of that by keeping them. I have some numbers that I want to dive into there, Kevin. I appreciate you bringing this up, because on third down, the Cowboys were really, really bad away on third down. And they were really good this week against them there. So I'll find those numbers and get after it.
There was another contingent of plays that I thought were fantastic. Tyrus Wheat made a defensive stop. And then Tyrus Wheat and Chauncey Golston teamed up for another defensive stop. And then Jordan Lewis had the pass breakup on the next play to force a punt. So you think about it, and I tell you, you're going to have a defensive sequence against any team that is going to feature Tyrus Wheat, Chauncey Golston, and Jordan Lewis, and that's going to force the punt. That might feel a little unfair. Jordan Lewis is like, you know, a more well-known commodity. But my point is, with all those injuries, it was Wheat, Golston, and Jordan Lewis, boom, 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 on one drive that forced the punt. Yeah. And that's what you need in this instance. That's what you're going to need for probably a couple of weeks.
Well, and you know, Kevin, to add to that, that's what you needed when you had DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah.
That's
and
a good point.
All your healthy people too, but they weren't able to get it done. A lot of it.
That is a very good point.
Had to do with the two people that were playing in the middle. And that was a big part of, hey man, it's not working yet. Whatever you guys are doing, that's where the hub started. They've been, the guys in the middle have been playing better, and that's helping everybody else out on the outside. By the way, I'm sorry about that. Cowboys are one of the best defensive units on third down conversions at 32%.
That is fantastic.
They're third best on the road 23% of the time. Nobody's getting there. And Pittsburgh defensively seventh worst at home.
Okay.
So far.
Interesting. So. Now, Candy always seems to spark an argument. These two texts came in literally 15 seconds apart. For the 214, Candy Corn is the undisputed worst. From the 972, candy corn is the number one Halloween candy. Wedged in between them, Sixlets. I don't know.
Sixlets are amazing.
I agreed. I don't know how familiar.
They're better than the
public.
M&Ms.
Yes. I don't know how much the public is familiar with the Sixlet, how often you see it in the grocery store or whatever. The Sixlet is awesome. And from the 214, peanut butter M&Ms are goated. I think peanut butter M&Ms and peanut M&Ms are significantly better than regular M&Ms.
Yes. Peanut butter M&Ms. Dude, you know what I had recently?
Peanut butter M&Ms?
Snickers.
Oh.
Pecan Snickers.
You're lying.
No, I definitely had one, Alec.
What a low-level thing to lie about.
Definitely had one, and it is fantastic. If you like pecan, and if you're from Texas, you should, because that's the Texas tree, then you need to try this out. It is really good. If you don't like pecan, then move to another state.
From the
See you guys later.
3-2-1. People are trying to encourage us to get mad as well. I'm mad that they're raising the Mega Millions to $5. I'm already poor.
Yeah, and now you're making me to try and get rich. You're making me more poor?
And from the 904, great. You just pissed my wife off. She loves Bit Oh Honey.
Bit Oh Honey's terrible.
Hey, leave them alone. Congratulations on your 60th anniversary as well, I'm assuming.
Oh.
If your wife loves Bit Oh Honey. That's not okay. I'm just kidding. Look, I have all kinds of food takes that are unpopular. Don't worry about me. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Deep into that purse, and she was like, oh, this is the last one I have left.
We're just kidding. We're just
probably
kidding.
As old as me.
It's been sitting in that dish tray in the house next to the recliner for a long time.
Yeah. All right. You guys want to power rank the power?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rankings, or I feel like you want to talk about this more, but let's power rank the power rankings.
That'll make me angry.
We'll get back to candy. All right, you have three options: NFL.com, The Athletic, or ESPN. Those are your options.
I'm letting Alec roll with this one, man. I always make the wrong choice.
ESPN doesn't make me happy, and I want to be angry like the morning show, so let's do it.
Okay.
Is that what the Tolos want from us today, is us to be angry like the morning show was? Is that what they need from us today? Because we can do it.
Why don't you shut up?
That's fake.
Okay. I gave it a shot. All right. I gave it a shot.
I know when Kevin's really mad at me.
That is true. All right. Maybe we'll tell the story. maybe we'll tell the story about the one time that I thought Corey might punch me in the hallway. All right. The worst three teams in the league. Who do you think are the worst three teams in the league?
Carolina.
Carolina is the second worst team in the league.
The team that can't block for their quarterback, New England.
The New England Patriots are 32nd. So it goes New England, Carolina. But who gets that coveted third spot among the worst teams in football?
Your turn, Alec.
I'm torn between two.
Okay.
I want to go Tennessee Titans.
What was your other choice?
My other choice was going to be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey.
They won.
I got good news and bad news. The good news is you are going to be wrong either way.
Oh.
The bad news is...
See, I told you, I hate ESPN.
You're wrong.
Jeez.
Cleveland is 30. However,
that's
Alec...
That's real mad right there. I can see it.
Jacksonville is 29 and the Titans are 28. So you're not too
you're
far off.
You're very close.
You knew the worst five.
Story of my life.
But the Cleveland Browns are like, hey, don't forget about us. They are number 30 on the list. Now, we go to the top of the chart. Who is number one in all of the lands? I'm going to warn
Cowboys.
You. This is a real poll, and it's not going to be a BS team, all right, like M&M's. It's going to be a real team that's probably should be number one or definitely should only be number two.
Kansas City still has
Kansas
to be number one.
City Chiefs were victorious. They are number one in the entire world of the United States of football.
That's impressive.
Yes, it is. Alec, there's a lot of pressure on you. You really screwed it up last time.
No.
Can you get the number two team on the list?
In honor of the now gone Mike Bassick, Sammy D and the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings are number two. So the two undefeated teams remaining in football, Kansas City is one, Minnesota is two. Who else makes the top five?
Stroud and the boys.
CJ Stroud and the Houston Texans are number three on the board. Now, by the way, Nico Collins is described as week to week, which is pretty much a similar outcome that we heard for Micah Parsons. So expect him to potentially miss a game or two. Alec?
How about the team that we are welcoming to AT&T Stadium this Sunday, the Detroit Lions?
The Detroit Lions are number four. So you guys have gotten one, two, three, and four in order. Can you get number five to finish this out? And then start thinking about where the Cowboys should be.
I'm torn, and I don't know exactly. Alec, let's decide this one together. It's either Washington... or, in my opinion, it should be Baltimore. Baltimore's been on a tear. So it's one, in my opinion, one of those two teams. Because Washington's 4-1. But I feel like they started so low that they're still not up in the top, in that top area.
I know how to help. Alec, one of those answers is correct.
There you go, 50%.
Pressure. I think you're right, Corey. I think that Baltimore has shown they're the more consistent, and they started off higher, and I feel like they're actually looking how they're supposed to now, whereas Washington is still like, okay, can they keep it up? So give me Baltimore.
Baltimore, number five on the list. By the way, Washington is number seven behind the Bills.
Okay.
So, you know the top seven.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that either. Where would you put the Cowboys in the mix here? So, you know they're not in the top seven. They're not in the bottom five. So, that's still a pretty wide area.
I feel like when they win a couple of games, they go back into the top 10. So I'm going to say 10 or 11.
Okay.
So one of those two spots.
Alec, what say you?
I'm going to say because of the national spotlight, they're going to get 10. And I don't necessarily agree with it.
Okay. Where would you put them then?
I'd say more like 12, 13-ish, just because they still looked a lot like the same team that I think they are, but they got the win. So they should be better. But I don't think they're a top 10 team right now. I think they're right outside.
Now, you guys are smart fellas when it comes to ESPN. There is a lot of variation for the Cowboys in these power rankings. So they're number 10 in the ESPN power rankings.
Okay.
But I wanted to throw this out there just so you can kind of see some of the variance. For The Athletic, they're number 9. And then for NFL, they're number 13. So there's a pretty decent sized gap about between 9 and 13 of where they are. I think I'm with you guys. I would be more inclined to slide them closer to 13. Like 12 or 13 feels probably about the right spot to me, as opposed to 9 or 10. Right, that just feels too high.
Who would you have in front of them if they're 12, 13? Would you have the Eagles in front of them right now?
I would not.
Okay. Packers? Would you have the Packers in front of them right now?
Okay, I'm actually going to say a team with a worse record at the risk of getting crushed, and I hope I'm wrong about this. I would say the Packers, but I would also say the 49ers. I know the 49ers seem like they're in a funk, but...
I wanted to have a cordial show today. Okay. It's just pissing me off.
No, it shouldn't piss you off.
You just beat... Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. We just beat his team, the Steelers. Now he's upset trying to take shots at the Niners.
I was very excited that the Cowboys defeated the Steelers. Absolutely. This is one I was not prepared for. From the 214, the best Halloween candy is eye candy. Now, I have two questions.
Harassment class.
Oh, okay.
I can't talk about
but
that.
But see, that was going to be my question. Do you mean pretty people to look at? Mm. Or do you mean that weird gelatin eye thing that you get like in a pack of things that you're like, nobody wants this? I'm assuming you mean pretty people to look at, but I just want a clarification. And
dude,
the text has started to come in from the 214. Bit O' Honey is awesome. Y'all are crazy. 972. I love Bit O' Honey, so you could shut up.
I'll tell you, I think Werther's is the most ridiculous claim
in the history of baseball.
Werther's is better than Bit O' Honey. Werther's is fantastic.
I do agree.
Have you had the Werther's, the hard candy that has the soft Werther's inside of it? Oh my gosh, it's amazing.
And then I assume this is a carryover from Crosstalk. Why is everyone screaming angry sounds? I feel like this one.
Noises!
From the 903. Kevin, your favorite candy is probably Rolls. You don't get a say.
Rolos are awesome.
No, Rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're making fun of the Thanksgiving. It's the Reese's Pumpkin is the best Halloween candy. But I will tell you this so people can be angry.
It's Milky Way.
I like candy corn, and I also like Halloween Peeps. So go ahead and direct your ire.
Peeps are disgusting.
You're disgusting for saying that.
Peeps into the ocean, and then they'll inflate because they absorb all the water, and then we'll just. It's just gross.
That'd be cool.
If Tom Hanks would have just had a couple of packs of Peeps, he could have gotten off that island way sooner.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.